Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. We're going to do our first May activity today. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'm going to write Mrs. Oldham because that's my name. Practice neat printing. Make me proud. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So the first object that I want you to look for in your picture is bug. Bug. Yes, bug. Do you see all the ladybugs? Looks like they're all at a picnic. Let's color the ladybugs red. There are a lot of them, so start looking around your picture for the ladybugs. Can you sound out bug for me? I did it for you. You do it for me. Tell me the first sound. Middle sound, last sound. Yep, bug, bug. And if we take the first sound in bug and change it to rr, what will we have? Yes, rug. And if we change rr in rug to mm, what will we have? Mug. And if we change mm in mug to oh, what would we have? Lug. All right, I think I found all the ladybugs. I colored them really neatly. Let's count them. Count the ladybugs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see 5 ladybugs. Okay, put down your red crayon. What about this one? Ready? B-E. B-E. Yes, B. Do you see the bees? There's one right by the girl. I am telling you right now, I would not still be sitting there. I would have dashed out of there faster than you can say anything. I'm a little afraid of them. Okay, let's color the bees. You tell me what colors. We need 2 colors. Yep, yellow and black. Go ahead and color them yellow and black. However many you see, kind of make them stripey with the black and the yellow. I'm going to do their wings black. I'm going to do their wings yellow, but you can do black if you want to. But I want to have them be yellow so that they're kind of like see-through. So talk about the word bee. I sounded it out for you. Can you sound it out for me? Yeah, it only has 2 sounds. B-E. B-E. It only has 2 sounds. What if we changed B and B to H? Yes. He. It would be he. Okay, how many bees did you color and see there? Yep, I see 2. So let's add up 5 bugs and 2 bees. How much is 5 and 2 in all? Let's count the bugs again. I'm going to touch mine and then keep counting when you touch the bees. Don't stop counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. So 5 bugs plus 2 bees equals 7. Yep, that's the sum. When you have an answer to an addition number sentence, it's the sum. It's a fancy way to say answer, and you know, I like to be fancy. All right, can you look for this? Ready? Mug. Mug. Yep, mug. There are some on the picnic table sitting on the bench. So don't anybody sit on them because you'll knock them off. Will you pick one of the mugs to color blue? Any kind of blue. Pick one of the mugs to color blue. Okay, pick that one and color it solid blue. All right, and then hold on to your blue crayon, and will you, on the other mug, draw 3 polka dots? One, nice and big and fat and round. Two, three. Okay, put down your blue crayon. Find your purple crayon, any kind, and color around the polka dots. Color around those blue polka dots. Okay, mug rhymes with what in our page? On our page. Yes, bug. Okay, now hold on to your purple crayon, and will you color three polka dots on the blue solid mug? Big, nice, and round. One, two, three. There you go. So if we have three blue polka dots and we have three purple polka dots, how many do we have in all? Count them. One, two, three, four, five, six. 3 + 3 = 6. It's our sum. Okay, put down that purple crayon or put it away. We don't need it right now. Can you look for something in our picture that begins with full, full, and it's two letters. It's full together. It's a blend. Yep, if you said flower, you got it. Do you see the three that are sticking up? They have stems and they have leaves on them and they're standing up and they're all together. Okay, I want you to find the one in the middle. See the flower in the middle? Let's color that one orange, the whole thing, the petals and the center. Any kind of orange will work for me. Flower begins with a blend. F-L, full, full, not full, full. You have to put the F and the L together. All right, now the other two flowers on either side of the orange flower, let's color those blue. I'm gonna use my light blue on this, but you can use your regular. Color the whole flower, even the center part. So we'll have one orange and two blue. One orange and two blue. Okay, got it? All right, now, do you see the flowers on the grass, on the ground? Okay, keep your blue crayon and color those blue also. Not the leaf, though, but color those blue also. So another word that begins with the FL blend, you might do this at your school. I do it at my school with my kids and the whole school does it. We say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Flag begins the same way as flower. Okay, when you're done with your blue flowers, take out that green crayon and color all the leaves and the stems on all the flowers green. Now, green begins with a blend like flower, but it doesn't have an L blend. Green has a R blend. It says green. The color green has a blend. It's together. Has an R blend. Okay, put down your green crayon if you're finished with your leaves. Now, let's count up the blue flowers. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And how many orange flowers? 1. So 5 and one more would be 6. You got it. So 5 + 1 = 6. All right. Will you look for this picture? Ready? Let's look. It's gonna start with hot, 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 and then it's going to have dog. Yes, hot dog. Do you see the girl eating the hot dog? Well, come on, get your brown crayon. Let's color the bun brown. I don't know about you. Do you eat hot dogs? I like hot dogs. So hot. I sounded it out for you. You tell me all the sounds in hot. Good. Hot. And then let's color the hot dog red, the little part in the middle. It's just really small right there. Just make that red. Okay. Tell me the sounds in dog. D-O-G. Dog. Good. Now, while we have our red crayon, let's color the ketchup bottle. Do you see it? It has a tomato on it. Let's color the ketchup bottle red. Do you like ketchup on your hot dog if you eat hot dogs? I do. I like ketchup on my hot dogs when I eat hot dogs. All right. Put down your red crayon and let's color the mustard bottle. It's sitting in front of or behind the ketchup bottle. Yeah, it's in front of. Color it yellow. Mustard is yellow. Do you like yellow? Yellow. Do you like yellow? Do you like mustard on your hot dog? I do not. Mustard begins with what sound? M, like Mrs. Oldham. Put down your yellow crayon. All right, look for this. Ready? It's something that's going to begin with B. B. Yep, it could be bush or it could be basket. Do you see the picnic basket next to the girls? We're going to color the picnic basket. Let's color it brown. Basket and bush both begin with B, B. Do you hear it? What's the last sound in basket? The last sound, the ending sound. T, t, basket. T, t. Go around that girl sandwich. Just color the basket. Color neatly. Color neatly. Okay, there is something else that begins with B, B, B. Blanket. They're sitting on a blanket. Let's color the blanket two colors. Let's color it green and yellow. I know they're sitting on it, so go around them. And you can make it striped. And you can make it like green, green, yellow, yellow. I'm going to do green, yellow. But go around the food and go around their knees. And we'll make their blanket green and yellow. Blanket. Is a blend like flower. It is. It is an L blend. We had full, and now for blanket, we have bowl. Go around them. This is not going to take us very long because we have to go around them. They'll have a green and yellow blanket that they're sitting on. Okay, I thought of something else. Another B word. There's a lot of B words here, huh? B. How about bench? Bench. The mugs were sitting on the bench. Now we can make this a brown table, but I don't really want to. So let's find our red crayon and color the bench red and tell me the sounds in red. 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 And what if we took the R in red? And changed it to all. Led. He led us in a song. Okay, go ahead and color the table red also. The table. And the table legs connecting the bench. We'll make it a red table. And if we have a led, he led us in a song. He led the way down the stairs. And we took led and we took the ending sound in led and changed it to t. What word would we have? Yep, let. Let me go to this picnic and eat a hot dog and that cookie. Let me go. All right, put down your red crayon in three and two and one. Find your pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our page. All right, do you see that bug with some letters next to it? Well, we need to fill in the missing letter for the beginning sound in bug. What is it? B. Write the letter B. I'm going to put a lowercase b. It's okay if you put a capital. See the UG? That's our word family, chunk in bug. Bug. So scoot across. There it is again. UG. But we're going to put the beginning sound for mug. Mm-hmm. Letter M. And then now that we know our chunk, we know the word families, ugh, scoot over. We can write the whole word rug. What's the first sound? R-U-G-G-G. Does it have U-G like the mug and the bug? Yes, R-U-G. All right, let's go to the next part. There's a sentence. Will you point to the words while I read it to you? It says, look at the flowers. Echo me. Look at the flowers. Okay, let's read it together and point to the words. Ready? Look at the flowers. Okay, if you look at the word look, it's the first word in our sentence. There are two little itty bitty lines under the L. Well, you trace those little lines. Do you know why those are there? That's because we're supposed to start our sentence with a capital. Mm-hmm, a capital L. And then look at the end of the sentence after the little S on flowers. Do you see that circle? Will you trace that circle? And then inside of it, will you stick a period? It's a telling sentence. Do you see the flowers next to the sentence? It's our picture clue. And it's a telling sentence because it's telling you to look at the flowers. It's not asking you anything. It's telling you. So we're going to write this sentence. We're going to copy it on that big long line. Ready? Okay. Start under the L, but make it a capital L. Straight line down and then over for a capital L. O-O-K, write neatly, finger space. What's the next word? Look at A-T, finger space. What's the next word? The T-H-E, scoot over, finger space. What's the last word? It's our picture clue, flowers, F. We're just copying it, L-O. W, look at us writing this big word, E, R, S. And then what do we need at the end of our telling sentence? Yes, we need a period. Put your period. Check that you put a capital L, capital L. Look at the flowers. All right, boys and girls, scoot down. I see a number sentence. It says 4 plus 3 equals, and I want us to scoot down to the number line and use the number line to add that up. Even if you already know the answer, I want to show you, and I want you to show me a strategy. So it's 4 plus 3. The first number is 4. So we're going to look for the 4 on the number line. Do you see it? It has a circle around it. Trace that circle. Trace that circle. Trace it. Okay, and then we are going to 4 plus 3. The second number is 3, so we're going to hop 3 times. The first addend in our number sentence is 4, and the other addend is 3. So 4 is where we start, and we're going to hop 3 times. So trace the hops. 1, 2, 3. What do we land on? We landed on 7. Will you put a box around the 7 on the number line? Put a box around that 7. And then come back up where it says 4 plus 3 equals, write a 7 on the line. We use the number line to add that up. We'll scoot over. We could use our fingers too. This is going to be a different addition problem. Let's count the fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Write an 8 on the line. Now scoot over. We have blank plus blank equals blank. How many fingers are on the first hand being held up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's going to be our first addend. Put a 5 there. And then how many were on the second hand? 1, 2, 3. That'll be our next addend. So 5 plus, write a 3. And we counted it up and we know it equals 8. Write the number 8. So your sentence should say 5 plus 3 equals 8. And boys and girls, I am here to tell you that we completed the whole activity. I am so happy that you are here with me today. You rock, I rule. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.